Hi, this is Dr. John Day. Welcome to the Longevity Plan Podcast. This is podcast number 218. Our topic today is the two secrets to making exercise a daily habit. Now, before we jump into this, I am so excited to share with you our book, The Longevity Plan. Finally, after four years of spending countless hours, long periods of time living in the village, taking our family there, living with these people, studying with these people, organizing a research team to really deconstruct how people in the longevity village of China can live such amazingly long and healthy lives, free from any medications, free from any hospitalizations. They're basically living as if they're still young without any of the health problems that we see in everyone here in the U.S. So this book is really the culmination of our 4 years of research, deconstructing what makes these people tick, how they can defy the natural laws of aging, and why in this village that approximately one in every 100 people living in this village is a centenarian, and they're thriving, and it's amazing. And so you're going to love this book. Please pre-order it now. It's scheduled to be released on July 4th. Our publisher is HarperCollins. But if you order it now online, pre-order it through Amazon, then that will help us as other bookstores track these pre-order numbers. And if they see there's a lot of interest in a book before it's released, then that will help to inspire, say, a local bookstore and wherever in Des Moines, Iowa, Tallahassee, Florida, Redding, California, to go out and say, hey, look, this appears to be a popular book. Let me make sure that we stock it here in our bookstore. So please pre-order it now. You'll be so glad that you did. So the topic, let's now jump into the topic. Since I know you're going to go out and pre-order this book, the topic is the two secrets to making exercise a daily habit. Most people don't really enjoy their workout. Perhaps that explains why so many people never get their money's worth with their gym membership. In this podcast, I'm going to share the two secrets to making exercise a daily habit. So before we do that, let me first back up and answer the question, why exercise? If your reason for exercising is to burn calories, build muscle, or even improve your cardiovascular health, then guess what? Chances are really good that you're doing exercises that you don't really enjoy all that much. And if that's the case, then you're missing out on one of the healthiest effects of exercise. Exercise isn't just for physical health. It's also critical for optimal brain function. It's vital brain food. But because most of us only think of the physical impact, we miss out on a good part of this benefit. Now, exercise of any sort, but especially the exercise that we really enjoy, has been shown in studies to be as effective as pharmaceuticals for many people suffering from depression. Exercise we enjoy can also boost our memory, increase our brain processing speed, improve our concentration, reduce our stress, and help free us from addictions. Yet ask most people why they are exercising, and they'll tell you it's because they're trying to be physically healthy. So that's the first thing, is I want to throw that out. Don't exercise to be healthy. Don't exercise to lose weight. Exercise to be happy, to enjoy life, to make everything else in your life work so much better. Because if you're not exercising because you love it, then chances are you're going to stop it. So here's my tip. Only exercise in ways that you love. I frequently have patients ask me what kind of exercise they should be doing. To be certain, there are better and worse forms of exercise for any given person. But the starting point for anyone should be make it enjoyable and make it convenient. These are the two secrets to making exercise a daily habit. Let me repeat that. Make it enjoyable and make it convenient. Do what you love. If you don't enjoy it, after all, you're probably not going to do it. You'll have no trouble at all finding an excuse why you can't go to the gym, why you can't run that extra lap, why you can't make the walk on that cold winter morning to the local community pool. You're going to find excuses. Unless you love it, unless it becomes a part of you, you're going to find an excuse. Second rule, make it convenient. Likewise, even if you love the gym, if it is just 20 minutes from your house, you probably won't go there as often as you should. Most people don't have an extra 40 minutes in their day to make that sort of a round trip drive. The benefits. When we choose to exercise in ways that we love, the effects are essentially turbocharged. Because we're getting the mental and physical health boost that any exercise offers, plus we feel the benefits of anticipation beforehand, feel happy during the exercise itself, and feel content after we're done, all of that means we're far more likely to exercise regularly and to continue doing so for a long time to come. Making exercise a daily habit. That's why I tell my patients not to worry if their idea of enjoyable exercise isn't physically akin to spending the morning at a CrossFit gym, although there are plenty of people out there, probably even some who are listening to this podcast, who enjoy nothing more than going to their local box, you know what, and that's awesome. But if you love nothing more than taking a daily stroll around the park or taking a leisurely bike ride along the local riverfront, then those are the exercises that are right for you. As long as it is also convenient, it will be easy to keep that exercise habit for life. So my question for you is, how do you get your daily exercise? I'd love to hear from you. Please share your thoughts and questions, and I'll do my best to answer everything within 24 hours. So how do you do that? Go onto my website, drjohnday.com or thelongevityplan.com. Find blog number 218, The Two Secrets to Making Exercise a Daily Habit. Scroll down to the bottom. There you can post your comments, post your questions. And like I said, I'll do the best I can to answer them in a timely manner. Once again, don't forget, please pre-order your copy today of thelongevityplan.com. Even better, order a copy for your best friend, for your brother, your sister, your mother, your daughter, your son, your coworker, your neighbor. You'll love it. I promise you'll love this book. We are so thrilled to be sharing with you. And with that, until next time, keep living better.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. John Day Show. Now is the time for you to live better. Go to drjohnday.com to sign up for Dr. Day's newsletter, daily success tools, and more. It's never too late to change.